The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. Gospel of the Lord. So in the John Gospel, for a few times, Jesus mentioned this unity, praying for that all may be one. That's the life of Blessed Trinity, mutual love. It's communion. And that's why Jesus once says also, you must be holy as God the Father is holy. Well, it's so difficult to become as holy as God the Father is holy. But there's a way. Jesus is the way, of course. Unity. He said, whatever I do, following the will of God the Father, that's unity. Nothing else than the will of the Father. And also the Holy Spirit. He said nothing else than what the Son is giving us to the world. Holy Spirit is helping us to understand better what the word of Jesus is. But the word of Jesus are from God the Father. So, practically, that's unity. So how we can live this unity? Well, of course, being love. It's God the Father, it's love. And those were in the collected prayer. We ask for the purity of intention. Whatever you do, forsake for the love of Jesus. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. So that's the way, a simple way, on a daily basis. We can't understand so many things. But with the Word of God, we understand this is what God invites us, is just to live well every present moment. We worry too many things of the future, we forget about what you're supposed to do now. When you're not paying attention this moment, you're not living in love, not in unity. You live for your own. You think things of your own. For example, you attend Mass, just wholeheartedly, with the Word of God, just be with Jesus. When Jesus really present before you, you just listen. And wholeheartedly be with Him. If you think so many other things, you are distracted. You do not love enough. Where there's love, there's God. And there's unity.